It's time for PMS Playback. New Rob, this is a fun game we play where we test some of the knowledge of things that have been played on the show throughout the week. Take it away.
Yes, your job will be to identify the context of the clip that I played. What were we talking about when things like this were said on Monday's show?
Yeah, I'll take it from anybody, actually.
Like Nipsey, when you said, yeah, I will really take it from anybody, actually.
Yeah, I'll take it from anybody, actually.
It'll take it from anybody. What is it and who? What are you taking and who are you taking
it
from?
Yeah, I'll really take it from anybody, actually.
What is the context of that clip?
I'll really take it from anybody.
What are you taking?
I'm not sure. I wasn't talking about the vaccine because it's weird now.
Take it from anybody, actually.
Taking it from anybody. I don't have no idea. Some kind of donation of some kind?
We were talking about Caitlyn Jenner running for governor of California and how Bruce Jenner still owes you an apology, and your response was...
Yeah, I'll take it from anybody. It's a far cry from Howard Cosell talking to him during the Olympics, that's for sure. When he was the former Bruce Jenner, who was mean to me. I'll never forget that either. What? I'll never let it go.
Oh, maybe you and Caitlyn could have a better relationship.
Well... Hey, somebody owes me an apology. That's the funny part.
I don't care who gives it to you. Somebody better.
No, because no one knows how to apologize anymore. So I'll take it from anybody, actually.
There it is. I'll take it from anybody, actually. An apology from Caitlyn Jenner.
I agree. You know, and I agree with Nips. That guy's a smart son of a gun. I will take an apology. I mean, from anybody these days. That is true. Thank you, Nips. I agree.
All right, how about this clip? This came from Tuesday's show. Turns out you're at the Phillies game with some dude catching balls. What was the context of this clip? Turns out you're at the Phillies game with some dude catching balls. What was the context of that conversation?
Is it that dude who caught the foul ball with his lady?
Look at that. You said you don't remember what happens on this radio program. Yes, when we were discussing the guy who caught a foul ball at the Phillies game while holding his ice cream and not spilling it and then handing the ball to his girlfriend. And then you said, well, what if that girlfriend is actually somebody else's girlfriend and they just got busted for cheating?
Maybe he's not her man and she's cheating. That's why she is.
Oh, that'd be the best if all of a sudden this goes viral and then the girl's boyfriend sitting at home going, what the hell? You said you're going with Marge and you guys were going to go shopping at the mall. I thought you were in Cherry Hill. It turns out you're at the Phillies game with some dude catching balls. So that's that context of that clip.
Marge, huh? All right. Okay.
All right. Sorry. I could have come up with a better name than Marge.
Sometimes on the fly, sometimes on the fly, it doesn't come out right. Yeah. For Marge is okay.
Some reason when I get put on the spot, I travel back to the 1930s where I come up with names like Gertrude. And Alice. All right, here's a clip.
Ethel sure is a looker.
All right, here's another clip from this week in PMS. This is from Tuesday's show. Can you identify the context of this clip? It's PMS Playback.
Don't doubt my wood ever, okay?
Don't doubt my wood ever, okay?
Don't doubt my wood ever, okay?
Can you tell me why you said...
Don't doubt my wood ever, okay?
Why'd you say that?
Why would I have said that? Don't doubt my wood ever. Don't doubt my wood ever, okay? I sound kind of angry, so...
You do. You sound annoyed.
Yeah, I sound angry. Don't doubt my wood ever, okay? Don't doubt my wood. Obviously, I'm being underestimated in some way, because that's usually the MO.
Okay, you're on the right track.
See? I told you. You say there's no script, you sons of bitches. Don't doubt my wood ever, okay? Was I being clever, like, would you or wouldn't you? Did I use would?
No. The context of the conversation, we're talking about the hockey fight between Tom Wilson and the Rangers, and you said, it's not cool that happened. Knock on wood, nobody got hurt. And then I doubted that you actually knocked on real wood, because behind you, you have laminate, and that's when you said...
Don't doubt my wood ever, okay?
See, I'm calling shenanigans on your wood knocking. That seems like... I can't actually see, but I see the countertop behind you. That's laminate, so you're not actually knocking on wood.
Funny you say that, because I went outside of the countertop... Heard Jennifer talking about countertops. Outside the countertop to the wood part back here.
Okay.
See that?
Then I'm sorry. I doubted your wood. Are your fingers and toes crossed, though? See, I can't see those, and maybe they are while you're knocking. You don't really mean it.
Don't doubt my wood ever, okay?
Don't ever doubt Nipsey's wood, and I won't ever again.
How about that? But for the record, it is right here. The wood. So don't doubt it.
I still can't see it, but I'll take your word for it because you've told me.
Don't doubt my wood ever, okay?
And now I won't.
I agree. I agree with Nips. Don't doubt on his wood ever.
All right.
Don't doubt what I mean.
Two more clips. Can you identify the context of this conversation? What were we talking about when this was said on Wednesday's show?
My nudity is everywhere.
My nudity is everywhere.
My nudity is everywhere.
What were you talking about when you said
my nudity is everywhere?
My nudity is everywhere.
My nudity.
He's
is
thinking. Everywhere. He's thinking.
I don't know. My nudity is everywhere.
Why my nudity is everywhere.
I know. I was talking about not wanting to be naked in front of myself or in front of the mirror. But I don't know. Let me hear it again.
My nudity is everywhere.
My nudity is everywhere.
I say everything with such conviction, though I know nothing. That's the beauty of Nip. So I don't know what it is. I give up. I quit. I don't know.
Here's the context of the conversation from Wednesday's show when you said,
my nudity is everywhere.
My nudity is everywhere.
I've never, ever heard that there's even a different size. I mean, rings have looked smaller to my naked eye, you know, as far as other rings, and you've had, you know, different shapes, but I don't know that there was that discrepancy or that difference in sizes of rings. That's crazy.
Could you clothe that eye? I prefer not to see you in the nude. I don't want to see a naked eye. I want to clothe the eye.
My nudity is everywhere.
Your nudity is everywhere. All right, so you're 1-for-3. One for four right now. Here's the final one.
Okay.
Final one. Can you identify what we're talking about when this was said on Wednesday's show?
Come shoot stuff in my mouth.
That's me saying.
Come shoot stuff in my mouth.
Come shoot stuff in my mouth.
Come shoot stuff in my mouth.
What were we talking about when I said?
Come shoot stuff in my mouth.
Dude, that sounds gross.
Yeah.
Come shoot stuff in my mouth.
Come shoot stuff in my mouth.
I don't know. I can't think of it.
We were talking about a Guinness Book of World Record holder who launched marshmallows at a record height and caught it in their mouth. And then you suggested that I do it because it'd be a dumb, dopey radio stunt. And I said,
come shoot stuff in my mouth.
YouTubers in named Dallas Anderson and Joe Pelleca set a new Guinness World Record when they slingshotted a marshmallow 225 feet into the air. John caught the marshmallow in his mouth.
Oh my God.
For the farthest marshmallow toss ever.
Dopey radio stunt. Rob has your name all over it, man. Come on. I know you got it in you. Yeah. Pa's right.
Come shoot stuff in my mouth.
So there it is. That's the come shoot stuff in my mouth. And by the way, I do have one other clip. I just want, that's the Eddie Murphy laugh. I isolated that. Now I'm going to play that forever because that is a great Eddie Murphy impression by you, Nipsey.
I do not agree. Maybe we'll do one word impressions again next week on the program.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, good. All right, cool. This one, where I think there's a very good Eddie Murphy.
No, it's not. It sounds like Herman Munster, you son of a gun.
It did the second time. The first time you were good. Then it started to sound like a vampire.